This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are sending it. It's Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast number 36.
Happy Leroy Butler.
Yeah, it's...
Our podcast is as old as Leroy Butler.
The Leap Podcast.
It's quite old.
Those of you that aren't familiar with us, we do... work for the radio station in Milwaukee. It is 105.7 FM, The Fan. My main job is to handle post-game show duties. That's essentially your main job, too, but you have other duties.
Mm-hmm.
You do Faith in the Zone.
Yep. I produce Faith in the Zone. I produce a myriad of other ones. The Big Show, I'm also the executive producer of the post-game show.
Yeah.
What else do I do? I'm the executive producer of the Wendy's Big Show as well. I just got that added to the timeline at the bottom half of the email chain.
Fill-in host. Fill-in producer.
Yeah. And basically production guy.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just really kind of, you know, honey-do list sort of things.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So it's like when you're home from work and your wife is like, why don't you, could you clean the garage and also the fridge, the two bottom shelves?
Can you get
something's
to that?
In there? I don't know what it is, but there's something in there. Could you get to it? So that's like, you know, I don't know what these promos are, but could you make sure that they're on the air?
Yeah,
that's me. Yeah.
And we get one of our bosses that calls from home and we'll call into the station. Like, we don't have other things to do, like our own job.
Right, like doing the radio show that we're doing.
Yeah, but in the middle of the radio
mm-hmm.
show,
yeah,
this particular person would ask you
to put in a high school football promo.
Wipe people's butts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah. So that's what we do full-time, and then we do this.
Almost like babysitting when you think about it.
Sometimes. Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast is that's this, and we have some fun with this.
This is like an escape.
Interesting.
Like an artist's escape.
Yeah.
We don't paint, but we do this.
We get shit for this, is what we get, basically.
Well, people also think we're tossing some shit.
We do.
I mean, we're not crapping in our own hands and throwing it like grenades, but we'll pick something up and toss it.
If I didn't work for a radio station, per se, it would be a lot more heavy duty. Turd tossing, shit stirring and tossing.
Right, but then everybody would just think you're like the salty person on the outside.
Right.
So the best part is now you're the dude from the inside that everyone's like, man,
I gotta be careful.
That's really it?
Yeah, I gotta be careful on that. So we have to be careful on that stuff.
Oh, I'm free and clear. No one gives a fuck about me.
Well, I don't know about that. They've upped your duties, if you will, for next year, right?
Mm-hmm, a little bit. Executive producer, which is cool. It really is, because what hopefully it means is that I can make sure like that there's more sound that can be put towards shows and more work that can be put behind the scenes to make, you know, the show sound cooler.
And they can think they have a whipping boy.
Right. Exactly.
They can think that.
Think, but, you know.
Nah,
it doesn't work that way.
It's not
so the best part is when people
having
try.
Worked with you for a couple of years now, that's not going to work that way.
Is that what they thought I was going to be when I got put on the show with you?
I don't think so.
Because I knew you knew that it wasn't gonna fly.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Knew.
Mm-hmm.
They might have thought that.
They might have thought that.
Yeah. I mean, there were shows where they stuck us in a studio. And gave us no intern, which is fine,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
and
no producer. So,
yeah, okay.
So, thanks, guys, utilizing all resources here, making it a challenge. So it put us in a precarious situation. We could, A, bitch about all the things we don't have,
mm-hmm.
and then the show is shitty. or we can do a good show despite the challenges, and then the feedback would be, see, you don't need anybody anyway. So you're fucked either way, right?
Right. So that's why I think what we've done is the best of both worlds and done a good job and made it that people don't think we have to, you know, need that anyway. But then no. We can bitch well enough to still get the things done.
Professional bitching.
Right.
I think I'm a professional bitcher too. Right?
Isn't that what sports talk radio is?
Kind of is. It's, on the air. Sorry. But it also goes not, off the air.
It's not Big J journalism. Not many sports talk guys are sitting out there breaking the news about, you know, Terrell Owens' new contract that he signed with the right. Toronto Alouettes. You're coming here for conversation and entertainment.
Yep.
And that's, you know, sometimes about bitching.
It's the off the field activities that I'm wildly entertained with in my world, and thus that gives this platform a chance to discuss those things in a very professional and customer service polite kind of way. Other people would disagree with that. Hey, coming up on this podcast, there's a run-in with the law you and I had with the police. Mm-hmm. Legit.
Yeah.
They run in with the cops. Yeah. There's also get to know Security Dan.
Security, that was fun.
Security Dan, yeah, you'll...
Sorry, I was eating during most of that. But
you were. That was interesting. Well, candid things were said.
Do you want to talk about why I was eating and I was a little bit late to the party?
Where were you?
Because I was hitting dingers during my
That's right.
beer league softball game.
Softball game you did.
First one over the fence in 2018, baby. And then scorched a triple.
We also have our first... our first piece of audio on this week's podcast is regarding our board op buddy, Joe. We played a little prank on him. And it's short. The piece of audio is short. It took place. Let's set this thing up.
But the best part is, you know, people want to act like we're harassing people. Really what we're doing is we're trying to get put everybody in a little bit better mood.
Yeah.
I think we did that with Joe.
I think so.
He was in a better mood at the end of the Joe.
We ran into him at the in the Brewers clubhouse, literally inside the clubhouse. So there's Lorenzo Cain, there's Braun, there's all the
not Braun. He's never in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All the rest of the guys, and then there's you and I, a couple other smattering of media,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Zenzola. He's got a little earpiece.
Looking like he got off a boat, too. Because, like, he wears, like, the boat shoes, like the Toms or something. I don't know exactly what they're called. But they're kind of like boat shoes. They're almost like loafers, but they're just, like, chill shoes with no socks. And, like, the golf shorts that come up above the knee and a long-sleeve dress shirt. Looks like he got off a yacht. It's an interesting look. I don't know if I would never be able to pull it off. But, you know, it's a look.
He reminds me of that dude in that kid in Caddyshack. I think maybe that's what he's going for, being a big golf fan. Why don't you walk us through real quick before we get to this piece of audio here?
Okay.
It's super good. Walk us through real quick the attire that's worn by the staff fan members and who is kind of feeling it and who could use some help.
Oh, like who's on their game with their dress? Gary Ellerson.
Totally on it.
Looks killer.
Yep.
LeRoy had some sweet blue jays on last week, and they had they were like suede finish on the side. Just a clean blue golf polo. Just like a classic, you know, 30 to 50 year old man look. And that guy looks good for being 50 some years old.
Yeah. You can sprinkle yourself in there.
What I'll do is I'm more of a basketball shorts kind of guy. T-shirt, maybe a couple times I'll rip a polo. Like if I'm going down to Miller Park, I'm a polo and golf shorts kind of guy. Bigger dude, covering some stuff up, but still making it to an appearance of where I'm not wearing a shirt that is a tent on me.
Okay.
Because I'm not, you know, that spherically shaped. See Sparky Pfeiffer, good dad look. He's been rocking this new white Disney hat with like a black D on the front of it.
Sure.
And every once in a while, he'll sprinkle in, and he'll really start looking cool. And he wears this black hat, just straight black hat, baseball cap, fitted in the back, down low, and this GA sweatshirt. Guy that 103.7 Kiss FM, our night DJ.
Yeah, who's cool.
He was super cool. Cool as fuck.
Well, he's going to be on this podcast.
And he, He's got this shirt. He's got a brand called Hustle Harder. Black sweatshirt with the big Hustle Harder all in white. And Sparky sits over there with his like feet up on the step ladder talking on the show, looking insane. Rami's a hammy-down kind of guy. Bart's a pajamas kind of guy.
More of a pajama, sweatpants type of guy. Yeah.
Bill, clean-cut look. A lot of athletic stuff. You know, like a good pullover.
Chuck Freeman.
Chuck Freeman wears whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah, and that's about it.
Okay.
And then you kind of just swag out and whatever. You dress like Leroy, where you dress younger than you are.
Yeah, well, not too young, though. Because
you flirt with not necessarily like a line or anything. Like
almost
you're not
cool.
No, you do. You dress cool, but you can also pull it off because you're a fit dude.
Thinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thin dude. Don't act like you're out here puffing out 200.
I'm not. I'm definitely
a 65. Soaking wet.
Bullshit. What about Pipe Bomb? Our buddy Jeff Orlowski.
A Pipe Bomb's a big t-shirt, jeans kind of guy.
Okay.
That's a classic Pipe Bomb.
Mandela?
Mandela, kind of a nerdy guy, but dresses like a regular dude. T-shirt, just, jeans, yeah.
Okay, just regular. We get Mike McGivern?
Yeah, whatever's fits.
Big time?
Big time. Has dropped like 40 pounds. He's been doing this kickboxing routine.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you go. You have a dressing.
You might be able to kick your ass
here at the fan. Probably.
He's threatened to try to kick mine.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be worth it. Why even go there? Guy's just, he's too busy to be fighting with me. So we ran into Joe in the Brewers locker room, Brewers clubhouse, and so I just fucked with him and I said, "What are you doing here?" And I didn't think of it right away. I'm holding the recorder in my hand for our next interview. So I didn't think about just rolling it then and starting it fresh. It didn't even dawn on me. Mm-hmm. I just said, I'm going to fuck with this kid. So I said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And he was handling a pregame interview and counsel and everything for our on-air pregame show. And then right in the middle of it, I said, I'm going to roll tape and then really get him. And I don't know, something like, I just threw it out there that, you know, they asked me to do pregame, knowing full well that he was on the schedule. We were just down there just on our own time, just doing extra work.
Yeah, just doing something extra for the show.
Yeah. And so he thought we were joking at first, but if you really listen to this piece of audio, you can tell it bugged him. And we had to let him off the hook because I was laughing upon starting the recorder. You were laughing. We were both laughing upon starting the recorder. Yeah. So this is how it shook out. And I love the way it ends. Joe, a little bit of a backbone at the tail end of this audio. So check this out.
No, I just got a call from Steve. Like, I don't know, 2 hours ago?
You're kidding.
No, can you do pregame? Billy's hosting on deck. Can you do pregame?
Did anyone look at the schedule?
Hey, man. I don't know. Just fucking with you, Joe.
Fuck you.
That's it. There's Joe with a expletive at the end there.
Fuck you.
just a little treat. That's just a little audio treat from our buddy Joe Zanzola, who board ops and produces the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Next piece of audio is Get to Know Security. Dan and I commuted to work together a week ago or so.
Now, you know him a lot better than I do. Long time.
Yeah, and it'll explain. Mm-hmm. He'll explain that within this Get to Know segment. Security Dan is a guy that just, well, he's here.
Yeah, he just lives.
Answers phones for the fantasy football show. That's what he loves to do. That's really, he really enjoys that. So that's about what he does. I know he's got some health challenges and whatnot, and don't we all have our own challenges?
Yep.
But I thought it was pretty interesting as he goes round robin about the fan employees. He's not super tight with these guys. Some of them he has only met just once or twice.
Right, so he's a total kind of outside guy, listens to the show sometimes, but knows us just because he knows you.
Yeah, because he'll come in throughout the summer, maybe once a month or whatever, helping out. answering phones or whatever we can get him doing on the post-game show. But fantasy football, he's all in. He loves it. And it's, I met him as one of my students when I was teaching down in local,
now,
down at a local college.
I will say I regret not asking more about that. Because I do want to know what you are like as a teacher.
Cool.
See, I'm not positive.
You think I go Joe Zenzola on him?
I don't know about full that, but I know some guys that think that they're the really, really cool professor.
Right.
And honestly, they're the guys that just like sitting there listening to themselves fucking talk for the whole 55-minute lecture.
Okay, no.
Nope, we're not ending 5 minutes. You have a question? All right, what's up? That's
no.
A stupid fucking question.
Well, maybe we'll get to that with another student. I don't know. Maybe.
Do we have other students that would be possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
You haven't burned those bridges down yet?
I do know this. When I asked Dan and then another gal that was a student at that time, those two hung out together or whatever. I asked them what their initial thoughts of me was when they first got into first class of the semester. They said, that dude smokes weed.
That was the first thing they thought of.
That's the first thing they thought of.
Nice.
That dude smokes pot.
That's a good thing for people, I guess,
thought
to think
that was
about you.
Rather ahead of the skis a little bit for not knowing me at all.
Yeah, but I mean, like when I was in college, I assumed most of my professors smoked pot.
Do most professors these days smoke weed?
7, 9, 12.
We should talk about that.
I genuinely believe most do. I don't know. Well, most is a ambiguous
There's
term.
A lot of professors across this land.
I would say it's closer to 50-50 than you would want to think.
Whatever the general population is, whatever percentage smoke weed, then I would think it's the same. It parallels that. So if it's
mirrors what the rest of society.
If you go
like.
Back to podcast number 19 or whenever we covered the whole weed thing. You'll get to that. All right, so this is Get to Know Dan, Security Dan. We rolled into work. You were late. You were playing softball, and you rolled in. You jumped into the minivan, Dan's minivan, and we just rolled tape.
That sounded really creepy. There was no candy in there. I'm sorry, everybody.
No. Then we just rolled tape, and it was Get to Know Security Dan.
That is in the minivan of Security Dan.
It is, and we just rolled it right there. Tape.
It was that... we were working. Interesting thing about that, what we just heard from Security Dan. Like you said before, he's not super close with all these dudes. But what I like about Dan is he doesn't care if he knows you that well.
Not really.
He's going to treat you the way that he would expect you to treat him. Just be honest. Be straightforward. Be straight up.
Yeah, it's just best with guys like that to do that. Well, it's best just all the way around. Sometimes you hurt some people's feelings, as we all know, as we're learning.
Yeah, as we've learned. Yeah.
On this podcast, feelings can be hurt. You can favorite
Which we've
this.
We've done a good amount of.
Favorite this and tell your
Found
buddies
out
about it.
That quite a bit. Yeah.
And then our final segment here is a little brush with the law.
Oh, don't we want to play Moose?
Oh, that's right. We do have Mike Moustakas here.
Now, so there is no cursing in this, so we apologize if that's
almost.
What you're here for. Almost. You did almost slip
I wanted
up.
To. I did want to.
But this is a little taster of what we do for our pregame stuff when we get to go down to Miller Park, talk to one of these guys, get an interview for the pregame show.
And the postgame show.
And whatever. And we'll play it when we want. And if it's something like this where it was entertaining and good, we bring it to you guys.
Former Kansas City Royals, got a World Series ring. He's now a Milwaukee Brewer, and we had a chance to chat with Mike Moustakas.
Tim and Taos Brewers Clubhouse, Moustakas. Mike, how are you, man?
Doing great today. You know, it's a great day. It's Gio's birthday, so it's exciting.
Oh,
happy
nice.
To be out here wishing him a happy birthday.
I'm going to have my lunch.
All right. Any birthday hazings involved?
No, no. Just
grown men. They're not
yeah,
being spanked.
Yeah. Nothing like that. We're just excited. You know, it's a good day for him, obviously, and my dad's birthday too, so it works out perfect. So happy birthday to him too. Yeah, a lot of birthdays today.
Nice. 10 to play down the stretch. You've been there. Does this team compare to the other teams you've been on?
Absolutely. We got a lot of talent in here. We got a lot of depth. We just got to go out and finish the season strong. Stay focused on the task at hand, which is winning a game each and every night. Don't look too far ahead. Just focus on what we can do and go out and win ball games.
We just had to talk to Lo. Obviously tough, you know, cramping up, feeling some tightness. This 10 games left.
Yep.
You know, you being around him for so long, we know he's a competitor. He knows he wants to be out there. Anything you guys got to say to a dude, pick him up. But that, otherwise, he's been a leader on the team all day.
You don't need to pick him up ever. He's always always in a good mood, always ready to play. So if he's not playing, there's something going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully it's nothing too bad. Hopefully it just takes a day. And, you know, he's ready to go. You know, it's actually a good day because we got an off day tomorrow. So
get some
extra rest for him, and he'll be ready to go when the next series starts for sure.
Mike, Billy and I do a post-game show, and lately losing 3 or 4 to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. How do we answer that when some fans think that, you know, you guys are playing the 0-38 Cleveland Browns every night? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you explain that?
Yeah, it's Major League Baseball. There's a reason why everyone's here. There's a reason why, you know, you continue to play each game. You know, no one's going to hand games to you. Everyone's going to come out and compete. And, you know, it's our job to go out there and beat everybody that we play. You know, those are still great baseball teams over there. Pirates and the Reds. The record, regardless, are Major League Baseball teams, and they come to win every night. And my uncle always said it's not the best team out there. It's the team that plays the best that night. So we got to go out and do a better job of doing that. And, you know, we'll be all right as long as we focus on what we can do.
Now, one of our radio comrades, he's now in Chicago. He was down in KC, Danny Parkins, when you guys were going to the World Series. He had a bet he told me about when you guys were going in 14, where he had some heavy scratch. Now, Tim and I don't have the Chicago money scratch, but we do have some scratch riding.
You got some coin rolling on you.
And we just wanted to make sure you guys knew we're not hedging anything. We're laying this thing right down because you guys are better than anybody chance to get in the thing.
Yeah, as are we. You know, we're betting on ourselves too, and we got to go out there and just take care of business, and that's it. You know, we're not pressing too much. We're not stressing at all. Baseball's baseball, and you know, anything can happen, but we control our own destiny right now. And as long as we go out and take care of business, we'll be in good shape.
I'm stressing a little bit at times because I'm a fan first, then a broadcaster second.
Right.
Been that way forever. Here
absolutely
in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Couple of runners on base. Moose is up. I'm sort of cursing your name in a good way, saying, come on, Moose, come on, baby, and then a pop-up.
Yeah.
How does that feel, man?
Yeah, it happens, man. it's not the first time I've done it. It's not the last time I'll do it. I've struck out in big situations before. I'll do it again. You know, I've played this game for long enough to where I realize that I'm not going to get the job done every single time. And as bad as that is, you know, it's just the reality of the game. Hall of Famers go 3 for 10. You know, it's an incredibly difficult game, especially now with guys are throwing 100 with nasty sliders and stuff. So that's just the nature of the beast, man. You go out there and compete as best as you can, and if you don't get it done, hopefully your teammate picks you up, and then you go get them the next time.
Billy,
that's
final,
a pro right there.
Yeah,
man.
That is
a pro. Dude.
Final thing, just to let him know, we got you to show in the World Series. Just to let you know, to show.
Yep.
And not to win it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I pressed it with the show pot yesterday.
Oh,
to
did.
Win it.
Okay.
Yeah, there we
with,
go.
With our collective money.
There we go.
Our endorsement money.
I like it.
But if you don't show, then we can borrow a couple bucks from you.
Nah, not from me, but I'll do what we'll do what we can to get out there. That's for sure.
Go get him, Moose.
Absolutely, guys. Great talking to you.
And there it is. There's Moose. That was fun.
I thought you forgot what his first name was.
No,
when you walk up, Moustakis,
Mike. No, I
hopefully
didn't.
It's not fucking Matt.
Oh no, shit! That has happened. That has happened at this radio station that
work at. I called Jared Hughes Josh Hader last year.
Well, that's fine if it's a completely different name, but if it's like, if it was Matt Moustakis, that would have been a bigger problem.
That would have been fucking
But
awesome.
No, we do this so much, guys. You try and mix up intros and out cues and try and be a little more
back
cool.
Back to you. Yeah.
Back to you in the studio.
You try not to be like the, you know, reporter in Fox 11, whatever the hell.
And it's interesting because in this sports talk business, that this, you know, the chicken shits in this business, you know, like we, you just referred to it, Moustakis. Mike, how are you, man? Thanks for the time. Okay, we just roll into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's other ones, the chicken shits. Here in the Brewers Clubhouse with third baseman Mike Moustakas, because they don't want anyone to hear. Yet the whole essence of what they're recording is so people can hear it.
Yeah.
They don't want people to hear it live, but expect it to be good when they play it off the recording to the vast majority, to the over the radio station. And that's always bugged me, that I don't give a shit
right
who's around me.
Doesn't matter.
I think you've fallen into that pocket. It does get a little dicey after a loss,
mm-hmm.
when they're super quiet, there's no music going.
Right.
The rookies tend to, the young players tend to not want to be heard by their teammates.
A lot of them don't want to do it right by their locker. Some of them will be like, where do you want to go? And I think that's the first thing that I learned when I was trying to loosen all these guys up, was just say, I'm good right here. You good? I mean,
let's do it right here,
we're
man.
Just, we're just talking. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. But none of this here in the Packers locker room. Fuck that shit.
I mean, I wonder if
just do always good audio.
I've always wondered if like these guys are thinking we're going to walk up to him. Hey man, Bill Schmidt inside the Brewers locker room. So what do you hate about your manager?
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're not asking you that.
No. We have a little bit better
gauge of what to do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do appreciate, one, guys like Moose. When you go up and introduce yourself to some of these guys, some will think that you have like, will initially think you have the little lanyard, the little library badge on you that says you can be in the clubhouse. A lot of them will think that that means you're out to kind of get
evil,
a scoop, try to do something, and you've got a snake in the grass kind of path that you're looking for.
I don't blame them.
No, not at all. But dudes like Moose and pretty much everybody else in that clubhouse, you'll introduce yourself, and it's like it's another dude introducing himself to another dude.
Yeah, and I think over they
know that we're in there to do a job.
Over the course like of time, they do kind of get to know you a little bit, at least, you know, from the few times, the smattering that you get mm-hmm. to talk to them. I won't say they trust you, because I don't know if any professional athlete fully trusts the media. And again, I'm not saying that that's wrong.
No.
Guard up. Others know certain people aren't out to get you. They
right.
do.
And I think, too, having your face seen in there, I mean, a lot of guys will say, here to make myself seen. That's part of it, because when you're able to talk to a guy, and I heard, can't even think of the name, I think it was Rosner, Barry Rosner. He's a writer, longtime writer in the Chicago market. Covered the Cubs for a really, really long time. And talked about when I was first getting into broadcasting, I read a bunch of his stuff and I read part of his book. And it was, if you can't talk to a dude the day, you know, the 25th guy on the roster on a Sunday out in Cleveland when nobody cares, yeah. how are you going to go up and ask him, you know, what happened on a play where he boots a ball in the bottom of the ninth inning and you lose a game at home?
Exactly.
You got to talk to a dude in a down moment to be able to talk to him in an up one.
Yeah, well, and same sort of philosophy, and it's something you and I have done, and I'm not saying this is the right or wrong way, I'm just saying the way we do it, is when you're in, when you're at spring training, whether it's in Florida or Arizona, wherever it might be, get over to the minor league side. Talk to minor leaguers. Mm-hmm. Talk to young baseball players. They're fresh out of college or they're fresh out of high school. They're professional athletes for the first time in their lives. They know, they're schooled on media. They get it. I mean, they don't fully grasp it quite yet, but they sort of get it. You know, they're talked to about that. There's
No doubt.
For lack of another term, a class that they do
for
go
sure.
through as a pro athlete.
Even as college athletes nowadays. I mean, like now, you know, in baseball, it's a little bit different because you're dealing with guys like Terang who are coming out of high school.
Yeah.
But when you're in high-level college, you're learning those classes the same way. I bet your kid goes into a couple of different sessions, figures out exactly how to talk to reporters and stuff like that.
So you go over and talk to them when they're young, talk to them when they're not a superstar. And we've developed a relationship with a few players that I, again, fully trust, probably not 100%. Trust us more, you and I, Billy, trust us more than another reporter or another talk show host. Yes.
Understandably so.
Yeah, and they do. And that's fact. Other guys can't get the candid material that we get. And we're not breaking earth-shattering news with these guys.
No.
We're just having fun, giving you guys something regarding the Brewers that is just kind of fun and makes sense with what they're going through. All right, so that's that was Moustakas. We might sprinkle in some more of those things as we go on with this podcast. It's kind of fun. It gives, as you said, people a sneak peek at what we do really for a living, not just this podcast. Then finally, police were involved with you and I for the first time. Probably won't be the last.
No.
It's going to be my guess. I'm hoping there weren't handcuffs in our future, but I can't guarantee it. What would help your career? Sometimes
I think getting sued would help my career.
Maybe. Trademark, copyright infringement?
1,000%.
For me, I think
getting arrested would not.
It depends.
Well.
So for me,
I'm hoping it's good.
For me, I think getting arrested for a DUI would be quite fascinating to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it would be too.
Don't you think?
It would be quite fascinating.
Not that I would want to put people in danger.
No. No, but I mean.
But just a mere fact.
It would be interesting.
Okay, hold on. You? And you were drunk? Interesting.
Dude, one of the two.
Pick one. Don't
you only
you
get
both.
One, man.
Yeah, you can't have both. So that might actually help things.
Now that
out
would be
bit.
Fucking around with a double edged sword.
Yeah, it would. So we're on our way home after a show, and it'll explain all that. But you're pulled over. Mm-hmm. I don't start the recording until the officer. And it'll explain all this. I hate to be redundant, but I just want to set it up going in. Officer takes your ID and, you know, the obligatory, I'll be right back. Sit tight. And that's where we pick it up.
Tim and Tosh in the morning. Secret covert field trip. It's coming home Monday the 17th after a Brewers 8-0 victory. Yelich hits with a cycle. We're on the way to my house, and Billy gets rolled.
Yep, Tim, the road construction down here in Kenosha, Racine area, is dicey, and your boy did not look and did not see the orange speed limit sign saying 45 and not 55, and we're looks like we're going to pay the price for it.
We are pulled over. He took Billy's ID and proof of insurance, and
my
whole
body is just shaking right now.
Why? It's a fucking speeding ticket.
I know.
Who gives
I'm just
a shit?
Mad.
Oh, you're so sad.
I'm so sad. It's gonna go on my permanent record. Here we go.
Here we go. Here comes the officer.
Yeah. Here we go.
William?
Yes.
Have you seen a drink tonight, then?
I have not.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Just a warning tonight.
Awesome.
Man, I really appreciate it.
Those signs, especially in the construction zones, all right?
Will do, man.
Thanks,
I really
man.
Do appreciate it.
All right,
thank you.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
You got to be feeling very good.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Just saved you about $150.
I like that he asked, you know, so nothing to drink tonight. And I said no. Because I haven't had anything to drink tonight. Could you imagine if we were just, if tonight would have been when the Brewers did clinch a playoff spot and we were, you know, taking a couple of swigs maybe in the middle of the show, getting jacked up and popping champagne?
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good.
That would have been bad. That would have been real, real bad.
So should I flip my cigarette out the window now?
I think you should probably hold on to that one, Tim. I would hold on to it. That dude cruised up behind me, too. Like, as I saw him, as I passed him, brake lights go on. Immediately you're thinking, fuck. You can flip it out now if you want.
Well, no, I'm not done with it yet.
Oh, so, God forbid. Sorry. Smoked that bitch down to the stingers today.
No, so here's a little healthy safety tip that I have found over the years.
Now I'm going like 40 in a 55.
Yeah, now you're going to get pulled over for going too slow.
For going too slow, right.
If a cop is following you, talk like
like an old Italian dude with your hands, especially if you're the passenger. Like point, gesture, like you're in mid-conversation.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
No, because I've talked to cops, and cops say that when they follow people, people get in a trance.
Mm-hmm. And they're kind of just focused in on one way, and trying to make it look like they're not tweaked out.
They look guilty. Did you look guilty?
Oh, had to have. I'm just glad I didn't have to, show my body around to make sure that I didn't get a ticket.
Because I would have flashed him it would have saved me $150. Is there anything in the car that he should have been aware of?
No, I think I got everything out, actually.
Good.
I cleaned out my car, actually, today. I was going to make a joke that my car was so nice and clean. I was glad that he came on a day that it wasn't so dirty. I have some chocolate chip cookies in the back. I should have offered him one.
They go hand in hand.
Well, not a donut, but yeah.
He didn't seem like he was very jovial, though.
Well, I mean, Tim, he's a Kenosha police officer at 11:45 at night on a Monday.
And what's funny is he didn't ID me.
No. No. And now he's back behind me.
Why is he back behind you now?
Because now he's just going to follow me, apparently, wherever I go.
See, so now I can do the old Italian trick.
Now you get to be the Italian guy.
Well, like, right now I'm moving my hands around
like I'm throwing a pizza around. Oh, my goodness.
This portion of the Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast is brought to you by your favorite pizza. All right. Is he still there?
He's still behind us.
Yeah, he is.
Still behind us. And once again, I'm still going 45 in the 55 now. Now I'm just worried. Maybe he is just going to follow me home because he does think that I was drinking. Which would be weird. I hope he doesn't.
No, I think he's just headed in this direction.
Well, can he get off my ass?
That would be a first, where you were pulled over twice by the same cop.
It would be. Actually, the first... So, I had a pretty good run, Tim. I didn't get my first speeding ticket until I was 22.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was a really, really good run. I was proud of myself. And I got it coming up. I was down in Illinois, and I came up, and I was running late to go call a basketball game. I got booked doing 65 and a 40.
And not good.
Not good. And the cop that pulled me over had been the cop that had come and attended to me the winter before when I had my Trailblazer, and I ended up in the ditch during the first snowfall. I don't know if he remembered me. I definitely remember him. And, he was kind enough to give me a very, very large ticket with 3 points off my license. Yeah. And went to court and was able to get that thing knocked off. Get most of the points knocked off, most importantly. And then that would have been number two.
Well, I'm thinking he's not going to pull us over for littering.
Yeah, don't flip.
I'm not going to flip this out.
You want to, though.
No,
I know you do.
I definitely do. But I scrumpled up a lottery ticket before, and accidentally it fell out the window, sort of.
Well, I guess, Bad boys, Timmy. What are we going to do? They just came for us. We were able to escape. My heart's still pounding, by the way.
Yeah, the podcast, still funny little thing tonight, getting pulled over. You didn't like me recording it, though, because you saw the actual... I didn't think of it until he took your ID.
Yeah, and then I heard the click. I knew you pressed play and that we were then rolling on something that I did not anticipate getting ourselves into tonight.
Well, you made it through. No ticket.
Yeah, we're all good. And now we're on the way home. Hopefully.
Little field trip treat on the podcast.
Okay, there it is. Brush with the Law. Tim and Tosh in the Morning Podcast 36.
My heart's beating fast again just from like listening to that. I haven't heard that since that happened.
So on your way back after dropping me off, you ran into the same
cop.
Saw
the same cop.
Okay, yep. He didn't pull you over though.
Going same spot. Like literally crossed paths probably about 200 feet behind where we had crossed the
first time. Should have flipped a cigarette right out the window. Right out the window.
Oh my goodness, man.
So
I was freaking out.
There it is.
That is the third time I've been pulled over.
That's not bad. But you're a good driver, though.
In about 6 years. Yeah, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, you're far better.
Oh, wow. Eight.
Far superior fucking driver. Old. Yeah, 8 years. But you holy did, by the way, contrary to what I think, you as a good driver, you weren't always a good driver.
No.
In fact, there were some failed tests.
Yeah, little do people know, I failed my driver's test actually twice. First time was on points. I just shitting my pants going in there for my driver's test.
Parallel parking?
I was docked 20 points for being too slow and too cautious. I stayed about 5 miles underneath the speed limit the entire time, and I got docked 20 points. I got docked like 15 points for turning out and then like crossing, almost hitting somebody. Okay. And yeah, so well, then I failed
chill.
That one.
You do drive chill.
I tried to.
It is chill. It's not herky jerky. It's not, whoa. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I also got into a pretty serious accident like 3 or 4 years ago and escaped. I mean, man, knock on wood, I walked off the thing.
That'll open your eyes.
Yeah. And it definitely made me a lot more cautious of what's going on the roads.
But yeah, super kind of smooth and fluid driver. That's for sure. Very fluid.
Kinda like my life.
Describe it like that. Mm-hmm. Just a fluid situation. So there you go.
I've only seen you legitimately tense up in the car
a couple times
with me, like once or twice.
Was I drunk?
No. Both times sober. But one time somebody honks, like,
and you're like, whoa,
just behind, and all of a sudden you just like. I mean, it was a total Jesus take the wheel. Tim sitting in the side seat, just like puts his hands up and like palms up in the air.
Trust is a must as a passenger.
No doubt.
It is. It's a helpless feeling. You guys know that. It's a helpless feeling. Well, you're not driving. Most people would like to drive rather than ride.
And you don't want to be the dick, you know. Hey, man, what
the fuck are you doing?
Or like you're like gripping onto the top. You're gripping onto the handle up here, and you're just like
I do that quite a bit. That's just
it's comfortable zone. But yeah. Sometimes there'll be, you know, the guys that are like holding onto there, and they're like white knuckling it.
Yep. You're not on a flight.
No.
Okay, well, that's it. So a lot,
white knuckler.
A lot of ground covered here this week.
You ever been with a white knuckler?
Flyer?
Sure.
Or driver?
Well.
Oh, a white knuckler. Oh, yeah.
More of a driver.
Yeah, it didn't feel
driving
great.
The stick shift
didn't feel great. I don't know which is worse, the white knuckler
or the
teeth.
Biter.
Yeah, or the teeth
biter.
Yeah, that's just, what are you doing? First time that happened. Needles.
You're almost
needles
dying.
Needles. It felt like needles. Like what the
oh I thought you were
you
poking
doing?
Needles.
What are you doing? No. That's not how it works.
No. Mm-mm. No. Hold on. We'll get back to that later. Yeah. First situation I had was
knuckler or needles?
A knuckler. And like, you know how like you start a lawnmower?
And just
kind of like crank, but like you have like a twisting motion like with your forearm going backwards.
Right.
It was from like a lower position grab, and it was a reverse grip. It was like a snake bite. Just
did it work?
No. Yeah, that situation was able to cease about a week later.
Yeah, there's some guidance at times, and I'm sure there's reciprocation
and
guidance.
The worst part is with guidance, as I learned first week of college, it's not always taken as, you know, constructive criticism as it's meant towards.
Right.
It's meant as constructive criticism.
I'm easily guided.
Very, very, very well. Yes. I
older...
Take direction very well.
Older women tend to guide very well. They do.
Mm, that, see, that might be the issue.
Yeah, what, you might want to go cougar.
Where's your old little black book? One time. No, I'm thinking like 100. I'm down for the count.
They're good guides, good fun.
But what's good with your black book? Let me get a
just peruse through that thing.
Let me get a look-see at that thing.
Why do you think I'm not on Facebook?
I know exactly why you're not on Facebook.
I don't need any skeletons ruffled up from the past.
And people want to ask everybody why you're not married. Why would you want to let another girl take that name?
There might be.
Who's a new Alan?
Yeah, there might be some.
Thought I was going to be the new Alan.
Some things
that you'd be done
are better left just going just dying. Really, just the situation, just let it die. When I'm 6 feet under, bring them all out. Drudge them all up, that's fine. But that's why I'm not on Facebook.
Can I tell you something? Your funeral is going to be must-see TV.
I'm going to leave. You know where I'm at with my career, right? You mm-hmm. know where I'm at with when it's time to hang them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's getting an earful.
Your funeral is going to be must-see TV.
It's like you guys at work listening to this, you guys at work, you get pissed off at work. I know you do. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us. I'm not any different than anyone else. But I do have it planned where there's going to be certain amount of individuals, probably between, I don't know, 3 and 6, 7 different people. If they're still alive.
Yeah, that they're gonna catch these hands.
They're going to get the... Because there's too much fallout now. If you do it now, then you get judged. Actions happen. It's misunderstood. No, it's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
It might come out
in a
book.
Can I talk?
It might come out in a book.
Can I talk at your funeral? Yeah, by the way, that's going to happen. You are writing a book.
I contemplating sitting down at the computer just the other day. You're leaning on me heavy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that interesting.
No, I think you should.
The whole Brewer thing?
Do you
want to
start a Twitter poll? Should Tim Allen write a book?
Because,
I mean, that's what the breaking news is now. I mean, you got an issue. You just make a Twitter poll.
That's true. It will tell all. I mean, if I'm going to write it, I'm going to write it.
That'd be so fun.
I did contemplate. So it's you're starting to lean on me heavy on that, honest to God.
Yeah, I think you need to.
So I did consider... But it's stretch drive for the Brewers, and you know, I.
All right, you got the off season. You got plenty of time.
Right, that's
you
coming.
You got 12 to 15 years.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, well, that's going to do it. Tim and Towson in the Morning podcast number 36. I hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to doing number 37. Have any requests? You know how to get a hold of us on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan in Milwaukee. Any other ways? I mean, I just...
And tweet at me personally at Bill Schmid Radio, and usually that's where a lot of requests come in through.
Bill Schmid Radio on mm-hmm. Twitter. And yeah, if there's any requests for number 37 or beyond, feel free to contact us. We'll catch you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.